You're listening to Public Affairs Programming at 102.7 KZEZ. Joining us in studio today, David Cordero, Communications and Marketing Director for the City of St. George. He's going to give us a rundown of what to expect in February. There's a lot of great events coming up. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, JJ, I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. I know first up is the mayor's State of the City address, which is a lot more fun than it sounds. Tell us about that.
It absolutely is. You know, last year we had the mayor had a big entrance on a scooter, and the lights were turned down.
Oh, yeah,
and
it was something.
A little bit of techno music that we had. And
a bit of spectacle.
A bit of spectacle, exactly, as I was trying to find the words. But, yeah, it'll be a great time, and the mayor has a lot to tell us.
Right, and that's Wednesday, February 5th at noon at Dixie State University. What's on top of the list of topics for this address?
Well, he's going to go over the structure of it. Is he goes over the accomplishments from last year, and we talk about those things. And we also discuss what's happening ahead. Things like the city campus renovation, which will be quite a challenge.
Right, you spoke with us about that before, and that's quite the big deal.
It is, yeah. Right? We have to move completely out of City Hall, and we'll have some temporary digs. I don't know that I can announce them yet. We'll probably announce them there. I think the ink will dry on the agreements we have.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it'll very likely be very close to our current location.
Can't get too far away.
We want to be downtown, you know, and so that'll be a lot of it'll be a lot of maybe strife right now. But once it's finished, oh, it's going to be great, and it's really going to serve the community well. The council chambers will be a lot more functional, and mayor will tell you all about it.
That's great. Is there anything else? Because I know we have been fortunate enough to learn about that renovation project. What are some other big projects coming up this year?
Yeah, he's going to go over some of the new developments that are happening in the private sector. We'll also discuss some of our plans and dreams for the Ironman World Championship. That's actually not until 2021, but that's something that we got to get rolling on that now, because it's like bringing the Olympics to St. George.
Definitely. And let's take a moment to tell our listeners, this is a public event. There is no charge unless you want to have lunch.
Correct.
That's a different thing. But it really is an important thing to attend. It's not as dry as it sounds. I've been. It's actually kind of fun. And while you do hear about things like sewer plants and City Hall, you also hear about the great events like Ironman and the marathon and so on. You're welcome to go. They send you away with some great material to help you keep track of the city's accomplishments and what's coming up. The only real question is, can we expect another grand entrance from the mayor this year?
You know, that very well could happen. We're working with Dixie State, and you know, who knows? Maybe he'll swing in on maybe we'll have a zip line in there, and he'll swing into the stage. Who knows?
Well, I know that the mayor's State of the City address sort of kicks off city events for the month of February. Next up, I think, is it the Transportation Expo?
The Transportation Expo, yes. It's a multi-agency event. Five County and Dixie MPO are big parts of it, as well as the City of St. George. And it's going to be February 11th. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
An all-day event. That's right.
All day at the Dixie Convention Center.
And again, this is an annual event. So mm-hmm. for people who are not aware that transportation is reviewed and presented to the public every year, this is your chance to go and experience it. Again, it sounds kind of dry, but there are all sorts of projects going on. Tell us why we should go.
Yeah. Well, you should go for a variety of reasons. We'll have information on the Northern Corridor. We'll also have information on different road plans. I know people have expressed concern about different things with traffic and you know, better, more effective ways mm-hmm. getting from point A to point B. And so we're going to have displays discussing that. And there's also, you're going to have an opportunity to ride in a vehicle without a driver. It's an autonomous vehicle that UDOT is bringing down. And I know maybe some of you have felt that way in a car driven by somebody that maybe doesn't seem too reliable to you, but this is a very reliable
It'll
vehicle.
Have no driver, so you won't have anyone to yell at.
But no driver. It will not exceed 60 miles an hour. No, I'm just kidding. It won't, but it'll be much slower than that. But everyone can take a ride in it. And that'll probably be about maybe about noon or so. We'll start that up, and it'll be a great thing. Get there early, see the Transportation Expo, and we'll probably have little tickets because we're not sure this may be super popular or, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, we have a lot more people now. Every year we have more yep. people. And, of course, some of them come from places where they were very active in their community. And I think it's important that we take a moment and talk about the Northern Corridor. This yep. really is the next big transportation project coming through. Obviously, if you want to go to the Transportation Expo and find out when they're going to finally put a traffic light near your house because you've been waiting so long, that information will be there. And if it's not, there'll be a person who can answer that question. You'll find out if they're going to be expanding lanes on the boulevard near you. And if there's something you see that needs to be done, that's another reason to go. There'll be people there to take down your suggestions, to hear your complaints, and to truly listen to you. Fortunately, we're still small enough that our leaders are available to you. And the Northern Corridor, pretty big project. Tell us about it, where it goes through, what we know so far.
Yeah, and so what it's going to do, it's going to run east-west, and we're still in the, you know, nothing's definite right now. Of course, we're, you know, still in the early stages of development, but east-west, it's going to go. It's planned to go through the Red Hills Desert Reserve, mm-hmm. and of course, there, you know, right now it's a protected area, you know, with the turtles. So they're going to have to work something out to.
Will they have to be moved happen. And so on? There will have to be a plan to protect
right,
what is
right.
there. Okay,
and working on that right now. And
if
and,
this project were to go through, do we have any idea when it might begin?
I have no idea on that. It's everything moves slow. I mean, we've been talking about the Lake Powell pipeline for some time, and it's still some mm-hmm. time to go with that. So those types of projects with that involve a multitude of agencies and. You know, involve the federal government in some way or another usually take a while.
But I guess the good news there is that if you have some input on this or another large project, if you think it's great and you have ideas you want to contribute, if you have concerns and you want to express them, this is one of many opportunities before this project actually gets underway. So definitely think about heading over to the Transportation Expo. Again, multi-agency effort. So a whole bunch of people are going to be there. And if
and
you don't
free,
know who they
free,
are,
free.
That's right. The magic word. Here at KZEZ. It's free. It's an all-day event at the Dixie Convention Center from 10 to 6. So that's February 11th. Put it on your calendar. And I guess February is kind of access to our public officials month yeah. because it's going to also be the first of four 2020 open houses. The neighborhood open house calendar gets underway. And the first one is Thursday, February 27th at Sun River. David, tell us what's on the agenda for that one.
Yeah, so how the neighborhood open houses works is every city department has a table or a booth that has information there. You can talk to the, in many cases, the department head will be there. So you go right to the horse's mouth there. And also, our city council members and mayor and is there as well as our city manager. So you want to talk about access. This is fantastic access to our city leaders, the decision makers. And so if there's something that's on your mind, whether it's making you a little upset or if if you think it's a great idea that you want to call to their attention, please, please come on and tell them. And it's a great way to both be informed and also lend maybe some of the expertise you may have. And it's a great, great event. We usually have refreshments there.
A little nosh.
Yeah, that's right.
And these people want to hear from you. This is not any sort of dog and pony show. No. This isn't grandstanding on the part of your local elected officials and certainly not on the part of our great city staff. They want you to come in. They want to hear from you. They're great people. And if you go up to them and express a legitimate concern or have an idea, they want to hear those things. They know they can't think of everything. And they know that sometimes something going on is bothering you, but they're not aware of it because they don't live where you live. So you need to stop in and let them know. And you know what? They're going to remember your name. They're going to remember that you made the suggestion or had a concern. So definitely put the neighborhood open house schedule on your calendar for this year and spend some time with city staff and get to know them. That's the way we can build a better city, right?
That's right. Everybody's involved.
So what we need to do is make sure that we remember there's all sorts of things going on here with city all the time. But February, we have the Mayor's State of the City Address, February 5th, the Transportation Expo, February 11th, and the Neighborhood Open House schedule begins February 27th at Sun River. Dave Cordero, Communications and Marketing Director for the City of St. George, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
You've been listening to Public Affairs Programming at 102.7 KZEZ.